Hi, I'm Larry Gregory here at BizSpark Incubation Week in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm joined by Chasing Savings, and I've got Jesse and David. Welcome.
Thanks. Thank you.
So let's start by telling the folks a little bit about what is it that you're building.
So we are building an online discount and advertising portal for our clients. It will start out with coupons, so the public can go and they can view, search, and print, download coupons, and view banners and information about our clients. Our mission is to extend that into all different types of avenues of discount marketing, and that could be mobile apps or desktop toolbars, integration with retailer cards, that type of thing. So whatever works for our client, the technology we have will allow us to rapidly develop and go to market with it. Our focus in our mission is one technology. We're all technical in our team, and so we have basically the background to move the technology fast, again, to market. The other is creativity. Coming up with new ideas of ways to market this market for our clients. Usability of our everybody else, all of our competitors, I think that our site has a lot of focus on usability and being able to get your discounts quick. And then, of course, flexibility for the clients, being able to listen to them and develop quickly to get what they need out there.
So is this one destination that all clients would be a part of, or are you building client-specific destinations?
What we're doing is we're building one place that every client is a part of. However, it is highly configurable. So if one client wants to do things one way and another client wants to do something the other way, what we will do is build a configurable piece of functionality that will work for everybody.
Okay. And the ultimate purchasers of something like this would be these large brands that would want to be present as part of this, and there would be no kind of end user charge or...
Right, so there's no end-user charge, free to go on, little registration, that's it. As far as the market and the target advertising we have on the site, it is one of the things that we're trying to do that a lot of other sites don't do is have everything in one place. So you'll be able to get your groceries, you'll be able to get your dry cleaning, your restaurant discounts, everything in one place instead of having to go to five different sites, which is what it's like right now. The other focus is to not just have local or national. Most of the sites out there focus on the little stores in their area or on the big national companies and brands. We will focus on both, so you can get your local restaurant at the same time you get your big, huge grocery store coupon.
Okay. So, David, let's talk about the technology. What's under the hood?
It is a Microsoft ASP.NET MVC application that has been rewritten to go to the cloud. It is designed to work with the underlying store, so our customers or the providers can get their coupons, put them into the system, and then our other application, the shopper site, will actually take from that. So it's more of three applications working in conjunction with each other.
Okay, great. Anything that you would share in terms of lessons learned for other developers that may be watching?
Yeah, there's a few things that I learned from the cloud is that the way you typically would debug and troubleshoot an application is not the same within the fabric of the cloud, and it's one of those things that it's a minor hurdle, but it's an exciting hurdle at the same time. So going through it and taking something that can be highly redundant and highly available for a very low cost is very exciting to us.
What's the key difference in terms of debugging approach?
You have to make sure that that at specific points where you would write to the debug console, you would actually write to the role manager.
Okay, great. All right, well, I wish you both the very best with Chasing Savings, both here at Incubation Week and beyond.
Thank you.
Great, thanks.
So let's take a look at the Chasing Savings website. There's two sites that make up our system. One is the shopper site, where the end consumer can come and find the discounts and savings that they're looking for. The other site is the backend site where our clients can log in and upload or create their campaigns, banners, and coupons that will show on the shopper site. What we're looking at right now is the Chasing Savings shopper site. This allows the user to go onto the site and search by any number of criteria: location, product category, service category, store, manufacturer. The user is able to select multiple levels of search criteria, an actual unlimited level. So if you're looking for discounts in Georgia, you would select Georgia. Let's say you're looking for some clothes coupons in Georgia, so you would select clothes. If you then decide that you're going on a trip tomorrow and you might try to find some clothes in another state, you may want to remove Georgia but still see the results for clothes. So you can remove items in your search criteria at any level and then see the results shown for what's left in your search criteria. When you found the discounts that you're interested in printing and taking with you, you simply check the Add to Piggy Bank. The Piggy Bank works much like a shopping cart. So when they select a coupon and it goes into the Piggy Bank, then you are able to select the Piggy Bank to print them all at one time. So you can do multiple searches and save the coupons up in your Piggy Bank to print later. The other site we have is our back-end client site, and this is where the client can log in and configure their information. So when they first log in, they see their company information. They're able to edit their contacts, locations, that type of information. When they're ready to build their campaign, they go to displayable content. This allows them to upload or create coupons and banners for our site. Based on the information defined in this page by our clients, the coupon or banner follows several rules. So display date, start date, end date, whether or not it's published. This information allows the user to configure when this advertisement is shown on the shopper site. If the user is working on a certain coupon, they can change the status to in progress and it will not show up. The user uses the taxonomy tree to define how they want this coupon or banner to be found by an end consumer. They're able to drill down and use unlimited criteria in order to define how that information is found. The consumers can also define a premium page, and this is configurable information that is shown on the shopper site for their own personal page. All right. Thank you for joining us, and please visit chasingsavings.com. Thanks.